Rog.
Yeah.
Morning, Rog.
Yeah, how's it going, Ian?
Very good.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
You okay, Rog?
Yeah.
You don't sound like yourself. You sound, I don't know, a bit kind of more kind of upbeat or something.
Am I okay? No. I never felt better in my life.
A bit like Simon Zeebo, actually.
Yeah, never. Well, you know, same area. Never felt better in my life, Ian. Today's a beautiful day. Sun shining, birds singing in the trees. All is right on planet Rog.
It's not your birthday, is it?
No, that's in March, Ian.
All right.
No, just in good form, that's all.
Did you win the lotto or something like that?
No. Look, as a fella not allowed to be in a good mood on a Monday morning, Ian.
Okay.
It's a beautiful Monday morning. Have you looked out your window?
I have, it's lovely. It's
smell those roses, Ian.
Well, listen, we asked you what do you think of the rugby there?
Yeah, huge commiserations to Leinster. I'm absolutely devastated for the boys. Very, very upset for them all. You know, the agony of not being able to get over the line, you know, and get your name on the trophy again. Especially when you were so confident that you were winning, you know, going into it, you know.
Right.
You really thought you'd win it so close, but no cigar. Very hard luck on the Leinster lads. But sure, that's life, Ian. Ah, dust yourself on, down and get on with it. Nah, but, you know, in all seriousness,
okay.
I really, really feel for the Leinster lads. There's always next year, Ian.
That's true. Well, that's true. That's what.
Oh, Jesus, the grass smells lovely this morning, though, doesn't it?
Stop it!
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Keep listening.